This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. A doctor for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is in the third week of a hunger strike, says his health is deteriorating rapidly and the 44-year-old could be on the verge of death. Physician Yaroslav Ashikman said Saturday that test results he received from Navalny's family show that he has sharply elevated levels of potassium, which can bring on cardiac arrest, and heightened creatinine levels that indicate impaired kidneys. In a Facebook post, the doctor wrote, "Our patient could die at any moment." Russia jailed Navalny for 2.5 years in February for alleged parole violations. He was arrested when he returned to Russia after being in Germany for treatment for nerve agent poisoning, which he blames on the Kremlin. Russia has denied that charge. Myanmar's military government said Saturday it had released more than 23,000 prisoners in observance of the country's traditional New Year holiday and that the new junta chief would make his first foreign trip since seizing power. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Some activists called for the cancellation of the festivities this year and instead for people to focus on a campaign to restore democracy. Pro-democracy politicians, including ousted members of parliament, announced the formation of a national unity government on Friday, including ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi and leaders of the anti-coup protests and ethnic minorities. Meantime, Myanmar's junta chief is set to attend an Association of Southeast Asian Nations summit in Indonesia on April 24, according to a Thai foreign ministry spokesman. It will be his first known foreign trip since the coup.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's Prince Philip was laid to rest Saturday in a service that honored his service to the country, the crown, and his wife, Queen Elizabeth. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Inside the Gothic Windsor Chapel, the service was simple and somber. There was no sermon at Philip's request and no family eulogies or readings in keeping with royal tradition. However, the Dean of Windsor, David Connor, highlighted the Duke's dedication to the country and to his wife.
We have been inspired by his unwavering loyalty to our Queen, by his service to the nation and the Commonwealth, by his courage, fortitude, and faith.
The widowed British monarch, setting an example amid the coronavirus pandemic, sat alone at the ceremony. The entire procession and funeral took place out of public view within the grounds of Windsor Castle, but was shown live on television. Karen Chamas, London.
Hundreds of Israelis protested against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem on Saturday, demanding his resignation. In contrast to previous weeks, when thousands of people protested outside the official residence of the prime minister, the number of participants appeared to have dwindled. Protesters believe that Netanyahu cannot serve as prime minister while he is on trial for multiple corruption charges. The U.S. State Department has ordered non-essential diplomats at the U.S. Embassy in Chad to leave the African nation due to potential insurgent attacks at the capital. The department said in a travel alert issued Saturday that it had taken the step because armed groups from the northern part of the country have moved south and appear headed toward the city. In addition to the non-essential embassy staff, the families of American personnel stationed there are also being ordered to leave. The department has long recommended that Americans not travel to Chad because of civil unrest and the presence of the jihadist Boko Haram group. A judge in Sicily on Saturday ordered former Interior Minister Matteo Salvini to stand trial for having refused to let a Spanish migrant rescue ship dock in an Italian port in 2019, keeping the people at sea for days. Judge Lorenzo Iannelli set September 15th as the trial date during a hearing in the Palermo Bunker courtroom. Salvini, who attended the hearing, confirmed the outcome and insisted he was only doing his job and his duty by refusing entry to the Open Arms rescue ship and the 147 people it had rescued in the Mediterranean Sea. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.